Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Long Run. I'm Isaac with here James. Here's James. And Jefferson.
Hello.
And we have a friend. Say hello, Ty.
Hi.
All right. Ty is here for our game show segment, which we'll be doing first, the triple threshold. And I guess I'll start with the first question.
We're doing it first because he's in a rush to get out of here.
Yeah, so we can't really talk to you about Ty, but we can talk to Ty. All right, here's the question. So, Ty, who has the world record in the 800? All right, now I'm going to give you Oh, you already know?
He knows.
Oh, he knows. Say it.
David Radusha.
There you go.
Hooray!
All right,
okay.
I didn't even need the multiple choice.
A half bonus point for that.
Just a reminder, 2 out of 3 to win, 3 out of 3 to win a prize.
And the prize is that brand new Acura NSX right over there.
Yep.
All right.
Question number 2. What country is marathon runner Eliud Kipchoge from? Is it Kenya? Is it Ethiopia? Is it Alaska? Or is it Tanzania?
Kenya.
He got it!
He got it!
Oh, we forgot to have our sound effects.
We're in a rush today.
We'll play it after.
Emma's okay.
Right behind us.
Okay.
It's a pretty easy quiz today, Ty. Our last question for you, not listed as multiple choice, is how many laps on the track is a 5K race?
15. Wait, no, that's not right.
Do the math.
12.
13. It's 12 and a half.
So close. Ty, thank you for playing, Ty.
Yeah. And go home with your sister.
I will.
Yeah, thank you, Ty, for playing. He's gone now. Ty is he was our number 9 runner this last cross season, and he runs a really nice 800.
Yeah,
for a freshman,
you're 204?
In 204 high.
That's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
He's and a nice didn't he run that in his cross-country spikes?
Yeah, he was wearing cross-country dragonflies for that.
Yeah, he was. That's pretty cool. He also runs a mile in 448.
Yeah.
Very respective.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on to the main subject of the day.
All right, everybody. As you all know, something happened this past weekend. It was big, it was cool, and it was in Oregon.
It was Nike Cross Nationals.
Yeah.
Bumbling your stuff over there.
Yeah. All right. So, shout out to Charlie Voss. I hope I said that right. Taking the dub.
Unexpected.
Yep. Yeah. 15:28. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, huh? 15:28 wins Nationals? Well, it does on these conditions.
Yeah, especially the guys race later in the day. Mm-hmm.
Super unexpected pull. I think he was second in
Southwest.
In New Mexico. Like in the New Mexico State meet.
Yeah.
He got second. Then he got second in the region, and then he got first at Nationals, which is
super amazing. And the course, nobody really said. The course was awful. The conditions was horrible. Oh my goodness, there was so much mud. Like at the finish line, all the runners were, like, covered in mud and water. They were drenched. It was raining. Like, they're running through these huge puddles.
Oh, yeah, there's this one corner, a downhill corner.
Yeah.
So many guys fell.
Mm-hmm. So many. Yeah. One of the guys in the front group fell. I forgot his name, but he was wearing blue.
He was wearing blue. And he got right back up.
And he got, and he got right back in the front pack.
Like, 2 seconds later.
Mm-hmm. So, So going down the list, we've got Keegan Smith in 6th place.
Well, what about segment 3? Sorry.
I know. Skip.
But I was just going to say
5.
He was my pick to win.
Oh, I see.
So, he ran like 14:20 at his region. He beat the Diestat number 1 ranked guy in that race. And it's like he looked really good. I was looking at his times. He was running really consistent, but anyway, he got 6th place. But yeah, we should talk about 2nd and 3rd and all those guys.
2nd place was TJ Hansen from the Midwest region at a time of 15:30, so 2 seconds off of the leader. 3rd place was Caden Leonard from Carroll. I don't know where Carroll is. Let me see if I can...
It's around there somewhere.
South Lake Carroll?
4th place, Thomas Latham. There's a guy at my window.
There's a guy at my window.
Please Please pause that, James. We'll let this guy... Anyway, TK is now in the car. TK's back. Say hi.
He was featured in our last episode.
Yes, hello.
He's now somehow managed to squeeze his way into a couple of these. Anyway, fourth place was Thomas Latham at 1532, and fifth place was Evan Noonan at 1532.
Oh, let's talk about Evan Noonan. He was coming off of injury.
He was.
And he hadn't been training all that he could have been. I really think he could have won this race.
Yeah, probably.
Given he wasn't injured earlier in the year.
Yep. So fifth place, super great. Sixth place, I already said, Keegan Smith. Seventh place...
Let's round out the top ten.
Let's just round out the top ten real quick.
Okay.
So, say his name.
Jackson Spencer, 1535. From Harriman. Caden Evans from American Fork, 1535. Aiden LaRoe from Southwest Division, 1536. Robert McCora from Heartland, 1536. And then an 11th.
Oh, almost the winner, squeezed in.
The winner of the Northwest NXR meet.
Can you guess? Yes, you can, because it's Tavon Kitchen.
Yes, in a time of 1536, which is, you can tell that it was a, that it was a slow course, because he was like...
he won NXR in a time of 1450-something.
1453, I think it was.
Yeah, so he was like 40 seconds off of his PR.
And Kitchen was doing really good. He was running in the front most of the race, battling it out with that front group. He just didn't quite have it for the last, like, kilometer. But good job, Tavon Kitchen. Way to represent for the Northwest, attaboy.
Yeah.
So, down the list, we've got Juan Gonzalez in 13th. He won Heartland NXR. So he was 13th place in 1540.
One of the favorites to win.
Yeah, he was one of the favorites. And then we have Marcelo Mann. I can't see his full last name because it cuts it off.
You know this guy?
Yeah. So last year... I don't know if you guys know, there was this huge, the Arcadia Invitational, and in the 3200 race, like, 40 guys broke 9 minutes. It was, like, insane. And he was the only freshman to break 9 minutes.
Dang.
But he's a sophomore this year.
Okay, that's really impressive.
So, anyway, he's really fast. Watch out for him, later.
In 17th place, Jace Burton from, he placed second in...
That's right.
NXR Northwest.
That's right. Good job, Jace Burton. Let's see. Let's scroll down the list some more. Oh, we've got Manny Putz in 28th. So, 1558. What are you guys laughing at? So, he was part of the national record DMR team at Nike Outdoor Nationals. So, really cool. He's on their 28th place, squeezing under 16 minutes. Maximus Servi Skinner. There he is. Didn't quite break 16, poor guy. But he was one of the favorites in our region, and he did really good, 37th place at Nationals. Scrolling down.
46th place.
Oh, there he is.
Owen Powell kind of underperformed a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
However, I can kind of see him not really trying. I don't really know.
I picked him to win. He was my pick to win because he holds a national record in the 3 miles, and, like, surely he can translate that out here, but apparently not.
Mm-hmm. Well, and... they have this all, like, videoed or whatever. Whenever I saw Owen Powell, he just didn't really look like he was in it. He just looked like he was jogging. Like, I don't know. That's just me. I feel like he didn't really try. I don't know.
For whatever reason. That's
interesting. Yeah, he was, like, a minute and a half off his PR, something like that.
Yeah. we've got Kellen Williams from Jesuit in 61st, 1621. They were... actually, Stumptown was their team name. He was part of a team that made it from our region, so he was their number one runner. Good job, Kellen Williams. Let's see. This is very bad and not very organized. We're just scrolling down. Oh, Zachary Servi Skinner, Maximus Servi Skinner's brother, 1632, in 82nd place. Good job, Zachary Servi Skinner. And... these guys are whispering. What are you guys talking about?
Let's pull up the team scores.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So from Denver, Colorado, I believe.
Newat.
Yeah, these guys, well, their teams actually won both the girls and the guys race.
Oh, wow.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Wait, like at Nationals?
At Nationals.
What?
Unless I'm mistaken.
Yes.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah, no, I think it has something to do with their Mile High training. They come down here and they cook us down in Oregon. Up at the altitude. All right, second place.
American Fork.
One of the favorites to win.
Oh, from Utah.
Yeah.
Also an altitude city.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, you know, that's how it is over in Utah.
Really should do a bit on altitude training at some point. Mm-hmm.
Actually, yeah, we should. Harriman, third. And, oh, our coach, actually, he was like, Harriman's going to win. They got third.
They
coach.
Did not, but they were pretty close, actually.
Yeah, really close.
They were. Oh, we got to say the points. So, Nawat, however you say that, won with 70 points. American Fork had 96, and Harriman had 106. So, actually, it was pretty close.
Yeah. scooting down the list a bit. In ninth was Coeur d'Alene.
Good job, Coeur d'Alene.
Who won the NXR for Northwest.
Yep. Let's see where...
Stumptown.
Jesuit, yep.
Came in 16th with 389.
Hey, that's great. 16th at Nationals. Pretty solid, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Let's move on to the girls.
Oh, yeah.
First place, Jane Hedegren, and she won in a time of 16:32.
Oh, course record, by the way.
Yeah, and she was a solid, like, 45 seconds ahead of the rest of the field.
It was insane. You have to watch the video of her just crushing it.
Yeah, I was, while you guys were running your Santa Slays 5K fun run.
Which we'll talk about in a second.
I pulled up the race on my phone and was watching it while I was running alongside them. And in the first kilometer, Jane Hedegren pulled ahead.
And just stayed.
By, like, 50 meters in the
Dang.
First kilometer.
Yep.
And it never went away.
And then it just grew. And grew.
And in the mud and in the rain, she managed to break the course record. Like,
she also has the national record for 5K for a girl. She ran 15:50.
Dang.
Just,
yeah.
Oh my just gosh. Let that sink in. What? 15:50, like, places at state for guys.
Yeah,
like,
it does. Uh-huh.
For a girl to run that is kind of insane. Anyway, but a local gal, Sophia Rodriguez, got 8th place at Nationals. She's from Mercer Island. She's Owen Powell's teammate. So that's super great. She ran 17:27.
And her sister got 12th place in a time of 17:35.
Victoria Rodriguez, that is. And right behind Victoria Rodriguez,
Someone
we have...
Even more local.
Oh, very local.
From Peninsula High School, Gig Harbor.
She probably lives like 20 minutes away from where we are right now.
The Electric Electra Higgins.
That's right. And if you're a name like Electra Higgins, you know you gotta run fast. And she did. She ran 17:37, 13th place at Nationals. Nice job. Anyway... Good job, Electra Higgins.
Yeah, great job.
Oh, and Chloe Heiler? How do you say that?
What place is that?
20th place. She's the girl that won our Northwest region.
Mm. Oh, that's true.
Yep.
So, 17:46. So that was pretty good run. Pretty good run.
Down in 28th place, we have Riley Blade, who was the girls' winner for the meet down in California, Woodbridge.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she did win Woodbridge, didn't she? So... There you go, 28th place at Nike Cross Nationals. Anything can happen in a cross-country race,
Where's
folks.
Sadie Englehart?
That's a good question.
Did we miss her? She was one of the favorites to win. She's been having a crazy high school career.
Sadie Englehart finished in 11th place.
Okay.
So
yeah, we
solid.
Know we missed her. Let's see, what was her time? Oh, 17:35. There you go.
Let's move into team scores. James lied, as per usual. Nawat did not win the women's race.
What? Oh, I knew you were a liar, James.
Nawat did not even place in the women's race because they weren't even there.
Okay, I just saw Denver.
No, James is cooked.
Denver won the girls' race, and I got it confused with the other Denver for whatever reason.
I mean, they both have a green logo, so.
And they're both from Denver.
Lone
Come on.
Peak.
Well, anyway.
Lone Peak.
Denver won with 75 points and...
Lone Peak.
Got second with 107 points and...
Clovis.
Got third with 123 points. Anybody local? Didn't Stumptown go for the girls?
Oh. Looks like no.
Evidently not. All right, well, there you have it for the girls, Nike Cross Country Nationals. Oh, and we got that out of the way. And that was so disorganized and so horrible. But
it
no, but it was great.
Bad.
It was great. But now
time.
We can yap about other things, like the silly Santa Slays McCormick 5K that we ran on the same day as Nike Cross Country Nationals. And why weren't we at Nationals? I don't know. Maybe because...
We didn't make it. What do you mean? We didn't. We're not good enough.
No, I was going to say because we had to run the Silly Santa Fun Run.
Yeah.
You know we had to do it. Anyway, James, because you live in the area, give us a little... Talk about the course a little bit. What was the course kind of like?
Well...
He did not run the race. Ran the race.
Okay, good
we
point.
We should talk about it.
I live a mile from the course, but I did not run the course.
Yeah.
It was on a golf course, but it was on, like...
The road?
The golf cart path.
Yeah, it was on the golf cart path, and it was very windy, and it was very up and down. There were lots of hills.
There's a lot of hills. Yeah. It was kind of annoying, I would say.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, hills are annoying. Yeah, okay, yeah, that was kind
Guess
of a dumb statement.
Guess who won? Isaac.
Yeah, okay.
Isaac won.
Okay, it's a fun run. Yes, I did win.
In a time of 15:20? 15:40?
No. Yeah, but the course was short. It was not a 5K.
Yeah, but...
It was... I didn't actually run that fast.
Yeah, but you still won by like...
2 minutes?
2 minutes.
Yeah.
Hey, guess who got second? Bouncing Benny Boy!
Bouncing Benson Bauk got... What was it? 17...
50 high, low, mid...
No, it was... I thought it was like 17:47.
Well, either way, he outlined Jefferson at the line.
Oh! Jefferson let him have it. anyway.
I did get third, though. And fourth was
Nathan Hyatt.
It was Nathan.
Nathan Hyatt. Oh, Nathan he's Hyatt. An upcoming guy on our team. Yeah, he's only a sophomore, but he's
like our number 10 this year.
Yeah, watch out for Nathan Hyatt. He's coming for all of you mm-hmm. people. He's coming.
And then another guy from the team, Robert.
Robert. With his long, flowing hair, flowing his way to the finish line.
He did it like that. It's true.
Anyway, so good job for
that was loud.
For those who ran the Silly McCormick 5K. And afterwards, we had a nice little party, didn't we?
Oh, that's, yeah, we had a...
Oh, yeah, the Christmas party.
Jefferson was so kindly hosted this party. And we had pizza, we watched The Grinch.
Yeah.
And okay, we played
We bought on Amazon Prime, we bought The Grinch, but it was like a deluxe pack.
Oh.
And we thought it was going to be just The Grinch, but like maybe remastered visuals. But instead it gave us like a Halloween Grinch, and it gave us like a Cat in the Hat Grinch crossover.
So it was so crazy.
It was genuinely horrifying. If you ever, which one was more terrifying? I think
The Cat in the Hat. That one was
freaky.
Yeah, no, he was... Oh!
This guy, he's in this nice phase, right? He's already healed from Christmas, and then he goes, looks in the mirror, and the mirror tells him that you have to be a Grinch, you have to be evil.
Yeah, and then he, like, recites this weird Grinch chant, like, I shalt not frown, I shalt not smile.
And then he makes this silly gizmo gadget that like morphs sound waves to make it like everything sound bad.
And then
the Cat in the Hat comes and starts singing about his mom, and then he starts crying, and then
And then there's this like weird psychedelic part where they're in a restaurant, and if you've ever seen like you know in Dumbo, the original Dumbo, when, like, the bottle of beer tips into the big laundry, like, wash tub, and then Dumbo starts drinking it, and then it's, like, all trippy with the elephants in the sky, like, the pink and blue.
Yeah, it was like flashing that. Colors, weird visuals.
Or the part in, like, Winnie the Pooh.
Like, if you have an epileptic warning for those who watch it.
Anyway, you guys don't really care about that, but you do you do care about this. Rewinding back to the NXR trip, we actually, to prevent boredom, we came up with some silly little things.
Yeah.
These silly things are called Mad Libs. You guys have probably Mad Libbed before. It's where, like, there's a little story, and you're like, hey, we need an adjective. We need a noun. And then when you read the story, it makes something really silly that, anyway, we wrote a bunch of Mad Libs, and I think they're pretty funny, and we thought we would read you guys a couple. Right.
Oh, yeah, so I actually wrote one about NXR.
Yeah.
And this is how it turned out. I'll read the
read
first
it,
paragraph. Here we go. Hi, I'm Benson. He's our number four runner.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Benson. Today is the day of the skinny race, NXR. I am very flabbergasted. I'm all warmed up and my heart rate must be 2 beats per minute.
Which is funny because Benson's heart rate is always so low. Anyway.
Awful. My teammate Jefferson says to me, "Look over there. It's Jerry Seinfeld. He's going to watch us run so rapidly."
Which worked out.
My heart sank into my toe instantly. No way this is happening. I shook it off. The race starts in 5,671 minutes. How dare you? The gun goes off. There's 33 guys rushing off the line to try to win this cross-country meet. My first mile... Jefferson's dying. My first mile is 1 million and 2 minutes. And 1 million and 3 seconds. I'm falling behind. I see my teammate Logan just ahead.
Logan's Benson's brother.
Right next to me is...
Say it.
Right next to me is Fingernail Strike Gertrude. Okay, that's an inside joke.
So it's an inside... Should we tell him?
Yeah, it's time to break the inside joke.
All right.
So that makes sense.
Wait, do we spill fully or do we just spill halfway?
All the way. It's time it comes out.
All right. Everybody. Connor Rickey.
So if you look up any photos of this guy racing, or especially finishing race, he's about to heel plant so hard. So it all started one day when I found a picture of him online after the John Payne
Invitational.
I sent it to the group chat and I said, "Look, it's heel strike Mike."
And he was heel striking and so bad.
And we've referred to him as heel strike Mike ever since that day. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we have never called him Connor Rickey ever.
Just Mike.
Just Mike, yeah. Or heel strike Mike.
And then his teammate, Henry Tate evolved.
He passed me at the Mook last second and beat me. And he was going so fast, so we knew we had to call him Tippy Toe Joe.
So... there's a background on Fingernail Strike Gertrude. I had a body part, the word strike, and then a name, and we got Fingernail Strike Gertrude.
Instead of heel strike.
So let's continue the story. So Logan's just ahead. I'm right next to Fingernail Strike Gertrude. I can see the finish now. My face must look something stupid as I push with all I have. There we have it. I finished in 45 minutes and 18 seconds. Not bad. I'm extremely sad about it. I got 27th place. What a well-rounded day.
Hey, that's great.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
There are a couple of other ones, but they're so random and
surely
weird.
We'll save them for later in case we run out of content.
Yeah. But anyway, that one was really solid. Thank you, James, for writing it.
Yeah.
And it was me and, or I should say, yeah, it was me and Nolan in the car coming up with the words to go into that. And, along with my mom,
yeah.
Actually. All right. Well, we got one last thing on the agenda. Indoor season. Oh, okay.
You take it away. I haven't run a single indoor race in my career.
Well, there's two big ones. There's the one in Spokane, mm-hmm. and then there's the one at UW. And the UW track is really weird. It's like 312, 307 meters or mm-hmm. something really silly. And you even run in lane one. When you run it, you're in like lane three and they have cones on the straightaway. it's really weird.
I don't like that.
And there's no stands at all. Like the outside lane of the track, like right next to you, is just wall. And then
that's weird.
everything else, like they have a little turf field in the middle. That's where like everybody warms up. And it's so weird.
What? Is it really cramped in there?
Surely. Yes, of course.
Oh my gosh, it sounds awful.
Hey, but they got a little TV, they got an announcer, you know? it's more or less professional.
So no one can watch the race, there's no sense.
No, there's like bleachers on like the home stretch.
Just that you can.
Yeah. And
interesting.
You just kind of stand in the middle of the field and turn around in a circle and just watch people run.
Jefferson, have you ever done an indoor meet?
No.
I guess I'm the only one in this car that has ran indoor. Well, the one in Spokane. Actually, we had a really big indoor meet there a couple years ago. It was like the USATF Indoor Nationals or whatever. And not for youth. It was like for all ages. Anyway, it's a really nice indoor track. It's 200 meters. It's banked, so the corners aren't as hard. The one at UW does not have banked.
Oh, really?
Corners, no, it doesn't. So have fun with that.
Such a tight turn.
Well, anyway, this indoor season is going to be a little bit different than last year's. Last year, UW had two meets. They had Mile City, which was only miles. And then they also had, like, an invitational that had other events. Like, they ran the 1K, and they had the 3K. They may have even had a 5K and a couple other ones. But Mile City, funny story. I ran it last year, but I got entered with my 3K time.
I remember this.
So I was in the slowest heat because I was entered with, like, an 850 or
that's
something.
That's great.
So... I ended up winning, and I won this really cool backpack that says Mile City on it, and I've used it the entire cross-country season, so there you go.
I guess it's worth it.
Yeah.
Were you saying the guys at the start line were, like, questioning, like, how are
they
you
were.
Here?
No, they like, cue you in this little area before they get you on the starting line, and it was all these old dudes, and they asked me, like, what are you doing in this heat? Like, what do you run? I think I ended up running a 440 or something that day. Anyway, enough about what I did. We're doing indoor, right? At least we want to.
I want to, personally. Yeah. It's be a great experience.
Yeah.
Apparently, indoor racing is just so much more competitive. Like, it's so hard to pass people. It's so hard to...
It really is.
Lose, like, make a gap on anyone.
And, I think it's really fun running on the banked track, because you can actually use that to your advantage. Like, when you're coming off of the corner, you're actually going slightly downhill. So you can, like, really use that for momentum. And, anyway, really interesting also watching, like, sprinting races go indoor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're starting way up. And when you're out in lane 8, especially on that bank, you're, like, running sideways. It's really, really weird.
Like a race car.
Yeah, like...
like a
Lenny McQueen.
Yeah, we like Lenny McQueen
so-
out here.
Didn't something crazy happen in the NCAA for the 5K?
Hey,
indoor?
That's right.
Oh, I completely forgot about that.
All right. Now, they have this meet every year. It's the BU Invitational. And it happens after the NCAA cross-country thingamajigabob.
Championships. thingamajigabob.
Sure. You can call it that. And our boy, I guess you could call him our boy. He's everybody's boy now. Graham Blanks. Last year... He ran 1303.73.
At this meet?
At this mm-hmm. meet. This year, brother ran.
Wow.
1259.
Which gets him the world standard. Because World Championships is coming up. I was about to say this year, technically.
2025.
It's next year. 2025. Yeah. World Champs. They're going to be in Tokyo. He's got the standard now. The standard mm-hmm. was 1301, so yeah. And he signed with New Balance. Yep.
He's getting paid. He's breaking 13.
Yeah, no, he's on a roll after winning, like, only a couple weeks after winning the NCAA Cross Championships. He comes and gets the world standard.
It's yeah, great. And he got money for running.
That's great.
And that's everyone's dream.
Almost got the NCAA record from Nico Young, 1257.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 seconds off. Oh, and Nico Young was like, crazy. So,
surely he can still get that.
I think he can.
Is that just indoor? Is that...
No, that's just like the 5K record.
Oh, he's getting that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, come spring, surely.
Well, he's not going to be running NCAA track this spring.
Oh, because
he signed. And his eligibility was up for track anyway.
Oh, I didn't know they separated the seasons.
Yeah, it was weird. I think he might have redshirted 1 year. But anyway, sadly, we're not going to see him in track. So that means Parker Wolf could maybe win. We'll
see. Ethan Strand also got the NCAA record. Or is it the meet record? One of the two, right ahead of Parker Wolf in the 3K.
Okay.
In like a 7:30.
Oh, I saw that. It was like
7:30, which is insane.
That's
the world record is
7:17 by Jakob Ingebrigtsen.
So they're only 13 seconds off the world record.
Yeah, that's amazing.
In a college race, and there's two of them right there.
Actually, yeah, 7:30 for the 3K is world class. Uh-huh. Like, yeah. Very world class. Like, anyway, you could maybe even meddle with that. Well, what else we got? I'm not really thinking anything.
I think we're about done.
Yeah, it's been 29 minutes of us jabbering and jabbering some more.
Yeah, sorry for a little bit of a disorganized episode.
Don't worry. We'll,
thank you for listening anyway.
We'll get different people on for the game show segment. It'll be a little more organized, and we'll have that at the end most of the time.
Or in the middle, somewhere like that.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll surprise you with it. How about that? We'll be talking.
Oh, yeah. Also, boom. If you haven't yet, check out The Long Run Podcast on Instagram. It's at thelongrun.podcast. We'll let you know when we're posting stuff. We'll keep you updated on if anything big happens.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And also, I do want... I'm not sure if we mentioned him before. I think we have. But for the Curtis team, John Claude, he's advertising for us on his Instagram. So we might as well do the same and advertise for him here.
John Claude. His tag on Instagram is Start Line Running. Mm-hmm. And his name would be John Claude. And he makes a lot of cool running edits.
Yeah, he makes a lot of
great stuff.
He
interviews some of the best runners, like Isaac, Owen Powell,
Superboy.
He got Charlie Voss to talk with him. It was really awesome.
Yeah, so definitely check him out. And, all right. I think that's a wrap.
Thank you, everybody. Have a nice day.
Have a nice day. Say goodbye, Tyler.
Bye.
Bye.